There's something seriously discordant about President-in-Exile Trump going to the Conservative Christian Faith and Freedom Coalition to rail about the con artists running the January 6 hearings. Me and Donald both listened to him, but we heard differently the testimony regarding how Pence and his advisors prayed together before coming to the Capitol, then read their Bibles, which they apparently carry, to find strength and solace during the assault on the chambers. Don Sr. had cursed Prince earlier, calling him a wimp and a pussy, but he felt no embarrassment addressing the evangelical right to denounce his vice president, one of their own faith, but maybe not their own freedom, whatever the moniker means to them. Honestly, I'm boggled by the disconnect. One man is fervently religious, the other is fervently not. Can't these yahoos tell the difference? Well, as one who is more than a bit distrustful of a religion, all religions, it only confirms my prejudice. I would want my church or synagogue or mosque to be able to recognize a phony, a sinner, a man without scruples or morals or the sense God gave a donkey, as the charlatan he is. But no, apparently that's a bridge too far for them. He gave him a Supreme Court that will soon outlaw abortions and protect us citizens' rights to own and carry military assault weapons. And hopefully they think that court will rule that religion and government can mix all it wants, so long as it's the Christian religion, at least theirs. In his speech to the assembled holy, he testified that he would, if elected Führer once more, pardon those patriots who were convicted of rioting in the Capitol. The man is nothing, if not an unrepentant criminal. Of course he would pardon these insurrectionists. They were there to do his bidding. He'll pardon all the crooks, probably give him a job in his White House staff. If Rudy Giuliani could be his attorney without embarrassment, bring on LaPierre from the NRA to be his attorney general. The hogs are at the trough. Dinner is served.